Greg Frizzell here on a very special drive time with Memorial Hospital President Art Matheson and Chief Medical Officer Matt Dunn. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Doing great. Great, Greg.
Excellent. So getting back to where we kind of left off on the conversation, can you talk to us a little bit about testing capacity, and do people really need to get tested now, or is this something that only if you feel like you've got the virus? How's this going to progress?
Yeah, hey, Greg, this is Dr. Dunn answering. Testing capacity in the state has increased recently. I know that the governor has made a tremendous effort to ramp up capacity at the state labs. They've also opened up some alternate testing sites throughout the state. There's five of them in total. The governor has a goal of being able to test about 1,500 a day. They haven't hit those numbers yet, but the last I knew, they were around the 1,200 range, which is more than double than just a month ago in terms of capacity. We've also, in the main health system, our testing capacity is also increased. And looking at, you know, kind of who we're testing and why, one of the main reasons to test, looking at it from a kind of a predictive model, Greg, is really to understand how significant the virus spread is. And early on in testing, we know, because we've talked about it here before, that A, there were challenges in getting it done, there were some challenges in performing the test, and it was very, very limited into people that were significantly ill, which also helped us predict how we were going to treat them and what type of resources we were going to need. And now one of the reasons you're seeing particularly the states increasing their testing capacity is to really get a better handle from an epidemiologic standpoint of how much virus is out there in the community, and will help us better understand as we reopen businesses what the model really looks like in terms of spread of this virus. You know, the governor has made a commitment to test as many people as possible, including people that really just want to be tested. In terms of whether that's beneficial or not to the individual, it's hard to say, but looking at the numbers themselves, it does help us get a handle on the exact numbers in our state.
You can start to multiply that out.
You can, and you know, the important trend is as the state, as the numbers of positives have increased, the numbers of tests being performed have increased dramatically. So even though we've seen the increase in positives over the last week, it's really because we've dramatically ramped up testing.
Right.
So what we're really trying to pay attention to is the overall case rate compared to people being tested and actual positives, and that gives us kind of a better target.
Perfect. And we had a question come in from a listener about the adult daycare center and adult day center and when that might be reopening. That had just kind of got up and rolling here in the Valley and unfortunately shut down early on because of COVID. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and it did really start to get going in the community with a number of guests coming each day. It's a beautiful facility. It provides outstanding service to our elder community, and we're really excited that we have it in our community, and I know so many people are as well. But this is my concern at this point in time is the population that typically goes to the adult day center, and it's the elder population, potentially, arguably, the highest risk population to COVID-19, if you look at mortality across the country, across the world. And that is a risk that I want to be very careful with as far as bringing them back. And so I don't have a date, but just like our volunteers that are so dedicated to our hospital, and I met with a lot of them last week. They came on campus and did a parade for us around the hospital. I told them as soon as I feel like we can safely bring them back, I will do so, but do not have a timeline yet, and that is the same with the Adult Day Center. I know the Adult Day Center staff have done a great job with using Zoom, GoToMeeting, and other venues like that to communicate with their staff. I believe they may, although don't quote me on this, may have even done some home visits with certain guests to try to make sure they keep that adult day center relationship and care ongoing, even though the adult day center isn't open right now. But bottom line, as soon as possible, but I'm not putting anybody at any risk more than I have to.
Yeah, I would think that is a definite wait-and-see situation as
absolutely.
We move
along.
Absolutely,
as soon as possible, though.
And I did want to tell you, gentlemen, that as we're, or doctors, as we're sitting here, we're getting a ton of love over our text line. We've only gotten one question, but we're getting hearts and smiley faces and everything floating up and down it saying thank you, thank you, thank you to you and your staff, obviously. And I think the whole community, and every time we do this interview, it goes the same way.
Oh, that's great.
Just lots of love out there, more than questions.
Well,
and
thank you.
People really understanding what you're doing, and I think the community does, and that deserves a great amount of appreciation. And I really, from myself and everybody who's listening, I want to thank you guys very much. You've done an outstanding job, and you, I know from talking to you guys from the very beginning, have made some big commitments, and you were very prepared, and I think it's shown very much
well, so. Well, thanks. We got a great team here across the board, and we've got a great community. And right back at you, Greg, the community's been outstanding. We had, again, another parade in addition to the one I talked about previously by our first responders. We've had so many donations of equipment and supplies and food and so many things put on social media. And that means a lot to our team here because, as I said to you before, most of us live here, work here, raise our family here, own a home. We are part of this community,
mm-hmm.
and we love being the community hospital here in the Valley. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Any final thoughts as we wrap this up?
Matt?
Yeah, Greg, I just wanted to echo that as, you know, someone who grew up here and, you know, what it really, you know, means to be a part of this community and to be here and to see how much everyone has come together to face this, whether business owners or people here at the hospital, that the community members can really have confidence in everything we've done here and will continue to do. We will work tirelessly here as a team to provide safe quality care, and we will continue to monitor everything that's going on. And that if people ever have any questions or concerns, they should contact us.
Okay, great. Art?
Well, I can't say it any better than what Matt just said, Greg. And I just want to say in close by saying thanks for letting us come on again and happy to do so in the future. And if people need care, people are hurting, people you know, need help, give us a call, and we'll provide them the guidance they need and get them in here and get them healthy.
Well, hopefully we will be back on as things progress. And again, thank you very much for being on with us tonight and for your time and all your great work in the community.
Thank you much. Have a good one.
You too.
Take care.
Special thanks to Memorial Hospital for once again being our guest on our live edition of Drive Time, a Valley update on COVID-19. Please remember all of our episodes are also posted on our website. You can check it out at conwaymagic.com as well as wmwv.com. Special thank you to our sponsors, Cooper Cargill Chant, Leonie McDonald and Roberts, as well as Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. And again, we want to remind you, we do this Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays here on both stations, Magic 104 and WMWV. And starting on Wednesday, we have special guest Mountain Center Physical Therapy joining us at 5 o'clock. For now, this has been Drive Time.